The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
Time for The Talk NAW.
And that's right, and we are back. We made it to another week.
And
here we are.
There you are.
Here we are on TV.
This way you can see our beautiful faces.
Oh, yeah, lovely. I should have put my hat on.
Oh, well. You're fine.
So reach up and grab.
Reach out and touch someone.
Reach up.
Sorry.
Put on your hat. So
there you go.
Today is kind of a hodgepodge episode of whatever we want to throw into the mix.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a potluck.
The potluck. So let's start.
There's always something good in the potluck.
Okay. If you say so. So let's start. You're holding them up, so you might as well start with those. Let's get your latest projects going here.
Let's go ahead and do this.
They're lady's tulips. Aren't they pretty? They're a vibrant, bright neon orange, would you say, Jess?
About.
And a real baby blue and beautiful yellow. They come in three different sizes, and you can go ahead.
The orange is kind of like a highlighter orange, very bright, stands out, so yeah.
It's a good festive spring color, and you get the beautiful things. We went ahead and we got the holders, and we went ahead and we took part from Mother Nature. We decided we didn't want to waste Mother Nature, so we actually have sticks in the inside of them to hold on to the stems. And it was in one of my books, so I figured, what the heck, I'm going to go ahead and instead of using them in, once again, another pattern, I decided to say, you know what, no. I'm going to go ahead and do it this way. And this is what I came up with. So,
how long did it take you to do that one up?
This one, actually, it took me a little bit more longer. I'd say about maybe 3 weeks because of the fact that I had to go ahead and make sure that I had everything cut the right way because... This is one set. There is another set. So you have to do this in duplicate if you want to.
What's the base? What's the holder made out of?
It is made out of, God, I can't even think of it. It's
styrofoam?
Yeah, it's a green styrofoam. The nicest thing about it is they had these actual little shape things, and we got them off of one of the websites. And
that florist used to make arrangements. That's pretty much what this is. It's the base for it.
Oh, okay. Well, there, we learn something new every day. She helps me, I help her, you know. We all help one another with our different hobbies. I mean, she gets out there and helps me. if you find something that has been given to you as a gift, if any of my people that I give are listening to me, some of the things I go ahead and give, I kind of accidentally stick myself, or I accidentally glue my finger with the hot gun. So you got a little bit of my DNA with you.
So if we ever want to clone you, we have that ability to do that now.
Yeah, apparently.
Just save the DNA. We'll come back for the cloning later.
Apparently.
And you got something else here in the corner. What else? Yeah, there it is. What else have you got for
this
us?
This one.
For Snoopy. She's
like
got a Snoopy
forever.
Cup of coffee, too, by the way.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
As the phones go off.
That's okay.
So what's this next thing
Nothing
that you
big.
Have?
This is really, really cool. I made this, and it is absolutely beautiful. Let it go. This is my next project. Just a second. Here, I'll move this over by you. Move this. And there you go. Ain't they cute? They're little happy frogs. And posies. Or poppies. Poppies. And they're all over it. See, on the top and on the bottom, and then there's two little froggies, and there's poppies all over the sides of it, and there's poppies on the thing, and a little garden hose to water the poppies on the back. It's really, really, really cute. It took.
And of course, my sister right away. I want one.
Yeah, my youngest turned around and she said like she wanted one, but in a different color. She doesn't like the white. She wanted it to be a different color, so she's got to wait a little bit before mom can go ahead and get that sister to turn around and told her, you want something done, you got to pitch in and help mom. So
that's your project. And we saw Jessie take off to go get her new project.
One of the new projects she made.
She's into something else now.
Well, I decided I wanted to try and do... I already do crochet, but I wanted to try and do something besides blankets. So I've learned how to crochet little figures and stuff. This right here, of course, is no other than the little droid from the sequel trilogies. That would be a little BB-8. That would be for Dad. As I didn't make BB for Dad. And
well, for the people
it's
who...
Cool.
For the people
it took me
who,
like a day to do
for
it.
For the people who can't see us on... the radio side of the broadcast, you might want to describe what's going on here.
He's a little circular guy, kind of like a beach ball.
Kind of like a beach ball.
Kind of looks like the letter B a little bit. I mean, it has a big round
head. Have anybody
head
seen what BB-8 looks like in the prequel in the prequel trilogies?
Sequel
trilogies. You know what BB-8 looks like. This is the little crocheted
little
version
white,
of
little
BB-8.
White, little white nor. Little white and orange droid, kind of cute.
If not, they don't know what he looks, what he is.
That's
busy. This is not the show for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because we're going to be bringing up Star Wars here in a little bit.
Yeah, he's one of the droids from Star Wars. He's a little cutie pie. And also on top of that, I decided to make Mom something for Mother's Day. I went ahead and made her Snoopy. I'm sorry, he looks kind of dilapidated, but I'm a beginner,
and it really does look like Snoopy.
I'm a beginner, so it's still a work in progress, but hey, at least he looks like Snoopy.
Looks like Snoopy.
And of course I had to do him, and of course I had to do his little spot on the back of him, so the only thing he's missing is his tail. I'm sorry, Mom.
Snoopy without a tail. Wait a minute. How can that be?
I forgot to put the tail on him.
So, okay, those are the latest projects that we have up to speed. Now let's kick over here and talk about the wonderful world of wrestling.
Oh, yes, we'll go hard.
Like the process of what's going on in the WWE and AEW, where the big news, obviously, that we're hearing from the rumor mill is that Drew McIntyre is not renewing his WWE contract.
Yeah, I know. You got that, and then you got... It came over on Friday Night SmackDown that he was drafted to Raw, but yet this man has not been seen since WrestleMania and is out with a mysterious illness. Yeah, no-show-itis.
And
I had to do it.
The rumor is, and the speculation is Tony Khan going to sign him?
Well, Tony would be a fool not to sign him, you know? Come on. Drew would definitely go ahead and bring in some big bucks there.
And there's a picture that was taken over the weekend at a hockey game where Edge and Christian were seen together with -1.
Oh, how cute.
So, yeah, they updated the picture. -1 was there. So, Edge and Christian are back together.
Oh, cool.
And what do you think? We have any rumors that maybe Edge might... Well, there's a rumor that was going around that Edge wanted to retire and end his career with Christian. So, maybe he'll be on his way to AEW.
And Jay, Christian, already wanted and already made a statement. He's not going back to the WWE. He refuses to.
And so this brings us up to June 13th, AEW Dynamite will be in Chicago.
Yeah.
And there is a rumor afoot.
A foot.
That CM Punk will be making his AEW return in Chicago.
He's a foot?
Not happy.
What do you think about that?
I mean, Phil, yeah, CM Punk, however you want to address him. I know he's a big thing for Chicago, but if he can play nice with people, okay, cool.
Well, apparently he showed up to like every wrestling promotion this past weekend.
Yeah, he has.
He was backstage at Backlash. He was poking his
Raw.
Head. He was Raw. He was poking his head through the curtain over at Impact.
Yeah.
So he's making his presence known everywhere. And with that, for those of you who are a fan of AEW Dark, Tony Khan has canceled that show. It used to be on YouTube. There's going to be a Saturday show called Collision that's going to start in July, I believe. It's going to be 2 hours on TBS or TBS or TNT, one of the two stations, and that's they're supposed to do like brand separation. I guess CM Punk is going to go over there and kind of stay away from
the Young Bucks and Omega,
the people on Dynamite.
Well, you know, it's like oil and vinegar; they don't mix.
And if anybody that caught Dynamite, look what the Jericho Appreciation Society did to Adam Cole and Britt Baker.
Yeah. Jerks.
Oh, I know. Poor Britt. He has one heck of a shiner, and I feel so sorry for her. But then again, hey, it's the wrestling business. It's not ballet. And people are going to get hurt.
And Adam Cole's got one of his buddies back.
Oh, yeah, Roderick Strong, yeah.
Kyle O'Reilly is on the injured list.
Yeah, he's out. I think it's like a mental health thing, so he's out.
So everybody's saying all we got to do is get Bobby Fish back, and all four of them will be back together.
Well, Bobby's not exactly doing anything. He's in Impact Wrestling, and he's not getting anywhere with that. Dead serious. They were in Albany, and it was dead. Completely dead.
Well, yeah, it's Impact Wrestling. So the latest from All in Wembley, they have passed 50,000 tickets sold. So for Wembley, that's considered a success. It's not till August, and they've already passed 50,000 tickets sold for All in Wembley in August.
That's insane. And Mom
pulls out a tissue out of her tissue box over
out
here.
Out of her tissue box holder.
On television.
I forgot to say it was a tissue box holder. See? That's one thing I forgot to mention. A lot of the boxes that I've been making, they're all tissue box holders. Kind of fun. Okay, so I got a compulsive disorder with tissue boxes.
We got a house full of tissue boxes.
I love them.
Anything else in the world of wrestling we need to talk about?
I'm thinking. I know that they had the firm deletion coming up at the Hardy Compound, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I actually have a wrestling match at the Hardy Compound in North Kakalaki.
Well, he has a sanctioned ring in his backyard, so, yeah. And also on top of that, the building that it's housed in, he built it for that
purpose
to go ahead and house events there and stuff for that.
Oh, check this out. I read this the other day. Who's interested in buying the rights to Raw and SmackDown?
Who?
Warner Brothers Discovery Media. The same people who are airing AEW.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Can you imagine all the WWE shows and the AEW shows all on the same networks?
That'd be hilarious.
All battling for a time
slot. Well, it wouldn't have to battle for a time slot.
Nah.
Raw's on Monday. So you could leave Raw on Monday.
NXT's
on Tuesday. Dynamite's on Wednesday. The only problem they would have is
Rampage is for Friday.
Yeah, because SmackDown and Rampage are on Friday. So one of those would have to move, and then the new show, Collision, will be on Saturdays.
I'm sorry, but I stopped watching the WWE, and who cares?
You want to know something funny?
I forgot, too. They just mentioned on TMZ, one of the little chicky poos is pregnant.
Which chicky poo?
Carmella. Oh, yeah, and also on top of that, this is going to make you go, what the fudge? Apparently, it was in talks that Roman was supposed to hold the belt to beat Hogan's record of 1,474 days. And for people wanting to do the math, that's 4 years, folks. That's insane. And here's the thing. They had to go ahead and make a separate title and separate it. Because, you know, you got Roman occupying the one title. And even Trips went in and said he didn't earn the darn thing. He's just holding it for holding it. On live TV, on Raw. And went in and said, we made a new belt, and this one will be defended daily, or defended weekly.
Monthly.
Gee, I wonder where they got that idea from. Hello?
Well, hold it. Now, wait a minute. Let's talk about that just for a moment, shall we? The AEW World Heavyweight title hasn't been defended in a couple of months, and it's not getting defended until the pay-per-view.
The All Atlantic one.
Well, yeah, the All Atlantic one is the.
Where do you think they got the idea from?
TNT. The TNT championship, the TBS championship. But the two big ones, the one that MFJ's holding, the World Heavyweight Championship, and the Women's Championship, haven't been defended in a while.
I know, but think about this. You go ahead, they go ahead, they make this belt, and guess what? Guess where they went ahead and moved Cody to Raw. They moved Roman to SmackDown. Guess who's not going up against Roman anymore?
Yeah, because Cody's going to be buried by Brock.
Cody was buried the day of WrestleMania.
So let's check this out.
For a streak.
We remember the streak? Undertaker at WrestleMania,
yeah,
35-0 or yeah, whatever it is. So isn't this thing they're doing with Jade Cargill kind of shades of that? Because
yeah,
she's 50-0, but it's not at pay-per-views. It's
55-0.
55-0 is every defense that she has on television, whether it be Rampage or Dynamite or whatever.
Yeah.
Aren't they kind of doing a little shades of what they did with The Undertaker?
Yeah, pretty much.
And there's a lot of people that could take that belt from her. They need to move. Don't be like, TK, don't be like they're doing with the WWE and have Roman Reigns hold on to a championship for 1,000 days. Give let Jade move that belt along to somebody else.
I've been thrown around saying they need to go ahead and just find somebody that they feel is suitable and move it. I don't care who she is. I don't care what she looks like. Move the darn thing.
There's a lot of people that are suitable.
I'm sick of looking at her holding it. No disrespect to the woman.
We could go through a list of people that are.
After a while, it's kind of like a cup of tea. You've had it. You've sipped it. Okay, get on with it.
Right, but we could go through a list of wrestlers that could take that could get that belt. Just off the top of my head, Saraya.
Oh, yeah. Saraya, yeah.
Ty Conti.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome for Ty.
Britt Baker.
Britt said she doesn't want to go ahead champion.
No, Britt said she doesn't want to be Women's World Champion. She said nothing about picking up Jade's title.
Yeah, that's true. They're two totally different titles.
Two totally different titles. She doesn't want to be world champion again for the next 5 years, but she never said she wouldn't go after Jade.
They could have Ruby go ahead and hold it. They could have
Tony Storm
hold it. I mean, seriously, you can give one to
Akira Shida.
Shida, yeah.
So there's a lot.
Riho.
There's a lot of potential for somebody taking that strap off of Jade. All right, so we're kicking into time here. So let's quickly go through what's been happening in the Star Wars universe.
Oh my goodness! Ooh, that's a can of worms.
So let's start with this movie that they hired Daisy Ridley for, who's going to reprise her role as Rey, and John Boyega is going to reprise his role as Finn, but Daisy Ridley is not going to be the main character in this film. Apparently, it's Helen Mirren. The guy who was going to direct it got fired from Lucasfilms because he wanted to set the movie 60 years from the Rise of Skywalker, which would have made Rey an old lady. And Kathleen Kennedy, for the first time, stepped up and said, no, we're going to take
that,
it.
That would have put Rey in her 70s, being that Rey's character was 18, supposedly, at Force Awakens.
Yeah, we were talking, this is This was set 60 years from the rise of Skywalker.
Let me see. She's in her 20s.
Wherever she would have been in Rise of Skywalker, add 60 to that.
She's about 20. Yeah, she's about 20 in that one. So, oh, yeah.
So
she would be about 80.
Yeah. And Kathleen Kennedy.
What the heck?
Kathleen Kennedy pretty much told him, we can't go that far into the future because who knows what's going to happen between that and that far into the future. So they're going to make it 15 years after the rise of Skywalker. But why? Why? Here's my question. You're hiring Daisy Ridley to reprise her role as Rey. And why are you not making her the lead in the film? Why are we making Helen Mirren, who is not shown up in any Star Wars films, who knows nothing about Star Wars, making her the lead in this Star Wars film that should revolve around the next chapter of Daisy Ridley?
I know why. She still has a thing for Ben Solo. There, I found out. There's a secret.
And anyways, I think it's because they wanted to move on from the Skywalker story.
Okay, so if they want to move on, let's broach it. If they want to move on from the Skywalker saga,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then why bring Daisy Ridley into it at all?
Because she is the last Jedi.
Right.
Technically, she would be the one to train the next generation of Jedi.
Right, but if you're trying to move away from the Skywalker saga, well, what did Rey take as the last name at the end of the Rise of Skywalker?
Skywalker.
So you're still continuing with the Skywalker saga. But my thing is, if this is all revolving around training the next generation of Jedi, what in blazes does Helen Mirren have to do with this?
Apparently she's going to be the lead and the new person to lead the way.
Lead the way to what? Rey is the last Jedi.
Apparently Helen's going to be the next Jedi.
See, this is where Lucasfilms and especially Disney have gone way far off the rails. With these shows.
Oh, I know.
Way far off the rails. We'll have to continue this next week.
Oh, I know.
Because we are out of time.
Ooh.
Almost once again.
Time goes by when you're having fun.
Quick half an hour here. So we will see maybe in our hodgepodge episode next week.
Maybe.
We'll have some fun. So
for us.
for Jesse and the gang and Darlene, we... I lost my thingy here, so I have to hold on.
He lost his
out of
thing.
Here.
Anyone finds it, please send it to him.
We are out. I hope.